how would people say that this person is unique, this person is distinct from these other people, right?
So yeah, so it could be in so many ways. It could be in various ways. It could be in ordinary type face. It could be in ordinary color. It could be in maybe you as a market leader, you come into the market first and you own that market space.
Hi guys, welcome to the Design Lead Podcast. And today we have our very own Adebola. And we're going to talk about the best way to explain the differences between marketing, branding, and also advertising. Yeah. So, hi, Adebola.
Yo.
Yeah. Welcome to Design League. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into design, and then what kind of projects you are currently working on at the moment.
Hi, everybody. My name is Adebola Ajose, and I'm a graphic designer to start with a couple of years ago, and it was really a tough one. So I got it into yes. So I learned the hard way. So most of the things I learned was self-taught. So I got into a director working for a couple of advertising agencies, both local and international, working with local and international brand, and later going to a digital art director where I dive deep into so much digital designs such as websites and app design, UI UX, more of motion graphics for Google Ads, and couple of things anyways. So later got into the part of business of the design itself, whereby you know how to market yourself, know how to put yourself out there so as to get the best clients and best out of yourself. That is where I am now.
So let's just go right to the topic: marketing, branding, advertising. I mean, these are things that lots of people kind of have similar definitions for, and a lot of people also have different definitions for. Since you have been in the advertising, or I should say branding, or I should say marketing field for a very long time, can you please go through the major differences between these three sectors?
So I will start by saying I want to really just use the best simple explanation how you can connect with your own day-to-day activity as a person, as your own personality, and you as who you are. So I would say most people in my years of advertising, my years of working experience, both traditional and digital advertising, I've been overwhelmed with so many type of explanation in terms of what marketing is, or what marketing entails, or what branding entails, or what advertising entails. Most people often talk about marketing as marketing strategy, as having social media, having online banners, and maybe lot of social media advertising and all of those things. I think it's way beyond that. I think it's really, really way beyond that. You understand? So my own explanation of marketing strategies, or of you as a person, where you find yourself, how you want to portray yourself, and how you want people to perceive you, how you want people to see you. And I would explain further in by saying marketing is how you see yourself, regardless how you portray yourself, the image of who you are. If I want to have a low cut, I want people to see me as a low cut guy. if I want to have the dreadlocks, I want to have the dreadlocks, I want people to see me as a dreadlock. That's how I want to market myself and how I approach people in terms of my tonality, my voice. I want to skip. When I see people, I want to say good afternoon. I want to be very, very polite. When I see people, I want to be very friendly. I want to say, hey, what's up? When I want to see people, I want to be more like, hi. Very in between the coolness and the conservativeness, you understand?
Yeah.
Then advertising is where I found myself, you understand? And where I want to hang out. Let's say advertising, I want to hang out with people. Never that I can't hang out with people. Okay, I want to hang out at I want to hang out best nightclubs, you understand? I want to hang out in church, I want to hang out in the mosque, I want to hang out on the streets, I want to hang out at the eatery, I want to hang out at the mall. So the same thing applies to advertising. Okay, I want to advertise on billboard, I want to advertise on the radio, I want to advertise on social media, I want to advertise on Instagram, I want to advertise on LinkedIn. You get, so advertising is how you want people or where you want people to see you. You get either in a public place or whatsoever. That's what advertising is literally is, you understand? I want to be that guy that is, hey, I want to be everywhere. You get, I want to be seen at every point in time. So if you turn right, I want you to see me. If you turn left, I want you to see me. If you turn, if you look forward, I want you to see me. If you look backward, I want you to see me. I want you to see me on every mobile phone, on every system, on every Google ad that is advertising. Then branding on the other side, it's how people perceive you, how others sees you. Now this is different from marketing, your personality, your tonality, your voice. You understand how you want people to market you. This is different from advertising, where you want people to see you, where you want to hang out. You understand? And branding is totally different. Total branding is not your logo. Branding is not your color. Branding is not your identity. Branding is in people's mind, your audience mind. Branding is how you want people to see you.
Okay, can I ask a question? I mean, I just want you to pause there because you are just giving us all the thing on a very great notes, but it's just running. I'd like to ask the question, since you mentioned branding, right? And then you talked about, I think you mentioned that branding is how people perceive you, right, as an individual, right? So
yeah,
having this in mind, that means you should have some things to kind of identify who you really are so that people can see you. Or is it that how would people say that this person is unique, this person is distinct from these other people, right?
So so it could be in so many ways. It could be in various ways. It could be in ordinary typeface, it could be in ordinary color, it could be in maybe you as a market leader, you come into the market first and you own that market space. I'll give you two examples. When MTN came to Nigeria, everybody was like, hey, MTN, yellow, 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 yellow. So anybody that wants to do anything that has to do with yellow, then you tend to be like, you know what, you might be confusing people that want your own target audience in that direction. So people would, if you put a yellow poster without having anything on it, and at that time, when you say, what brand is this? People tend to say MTN because MTN actually sold yellow into people's mind, and that is where marketing advertising works. Now, MTN was painting every billboard yellow, was everywhere yellow, so it's already in people's subconscious, it's already in people's mind. So everybody wants to see MTN as, you know what, this is a yellow brand. You get, at some point in time when these other guys also came in, now what they call them now, Airtel, when Airtel were first Vodacom, then changed to Vigo, V-Mobile, and all those things in Nigeria. They actually have this dominion color, this normal, this let me say, the way MTN has yellow, they actually has a what's the right word? They actually has a primary color,
which so like a world dominated color,
which is red too.
Yes,
world dominated was red. So, but their own was not carefully done, because there's so many people in that market space already. Coca-Cola is red already.
Yeah, which is and strong. Which is really strong. Yeah,
it's really, really strong. So Coca-Cola has already came to Nigeria and they've actually dominated that space already. So when you see red advert, or when you see a total red background, you might tend to say it's Coca-Cola. So they were not doing as well as the way MTN was doing with their yellow. So it wasn't on people's mind then. So that's where branding is. You get, so branding is people's perception about your own business. About your own personality. People's perception about your own personality. I can remember when Omo came to Nigeria, it's a detergent, you understand?
Yeah.
And every other detergent came across, came by to Nigeria, then came into the market, but everybody calls detergent Omo.
Yeah, so yeah, and even with the likes of toothpaste.
Everybody called toothpaste close up. And it's really, really funny when how they actually own that market. It's still even happening in some places up till now. You understand? So branding is people's perception. It's not, it doesn't have to, it has nothing to do with your advertising. It has something to do with your marketing. But if you can actually cross that bridge of owning that space, then it becomes branding. It now becomes your brand. It now becomes your own branding.
But I mean, so these three sectors are they basically work together, right? They are basically intertwined with each other. So that means branding is how you want people to see you.
Yes.
Marketing is you making noise out there about you, who you are, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then how do I put it? And then marketing is what?
How you want people to see you. Marketing is how you want to portray yourself. That is your
You want to portray yourself, and then advertising the noise making, right?
Making, yes.
Okay. So, I mean, with this kind of experience that you have, and I'm sure you have, you've seen lots of ads across, you see lots of, you know, lots of brands, you have worked with lots of brands. As a designer, is it always easy when you have a brand to work on, or you have a brief to work on, and then the brand has everything, like in terms of a brand guide, style guide, and then, it has all these things, all these materials. Does it make it more easier, or sometimes you feel restricted by those kind of things, by those kind of guides?
That's a very good question. Sometimes it makes it easy. Sometimes it restricts. Now it depends on the kind of company or the kind of brand you're working on. Now, some brand actually has been very, very thoughtful from the very, very onset. You understand? They foresee what the future would be. Their logo stays out of time. You don't have to. They've created every guide that guides all designs and processes from the very onset. So you don't have to struggle when you are designing, or maybe actually going out of their direction. You get, some brands don't have that. From very onset, so you struggle with hey, this is how their font is, this is how you have to, there's no primary font, there's no secondary font. They only just have one stereotype and it's really, really awkward. You understand? They only have one color and it's really, really awkward. And perhaps the color might not be really interesting enough to work with, but you just have to find a way to make it work. So sometimes it's always very easy. Sometimes it's always really, really hard to work with. I'll give an example. So when I was working with when I was working on Access Bank, yes, it was a little flexible because they have these various colors, though their font is and their brand guy is a little bit conservative, but because you could work with a couple of colors and background for different purposes, it makes it much easier to work with. But when I was working with a brand like THT, far back I said,
THT, man.
Their only color was royal blue.
I remember.
And we had to, in fact, I don't even know what their font, the font style is on their guide. So we had to incorporate a vertical for them and make them love a vertical. But we can't even go out of it. So we have to start using every family of a vertical for them. So this makes the job a little bit, stressful, you understand? And you have everything out of nothing, you get. So as a designer, you need to learn that part where, you know what, there's this company that has everything, that has both the advertising scale, that the experience in advertising, has their own brand already, they have their own speak already. There's a way you work with them that makes it more interesting, and there's a way you actually work with them that, you know what, might be able to be difficult for whosoever, for whatsoever you're in. I can bet that whosoever is working on Coca-Cola or Pepsi will always be happy working with them because everything has been set already. It doesn't, you don't have to do so much because you have all the old all the elements you should work with that will make your job easier for you. And perhaps if you are working with Google, you're working with Facebook, all these brands are brands that, you know what, they've actually seen what they've mastered that staying out of time piece. You understand? So they've created all those trends, all those elements, they've created all those layouts, already. What they have, but and yet it's very, very it's simple and minimal. You can actually use it, you can dwell, play with anything, you can diversify, you can use whatever, it's limitless, you get, rather than companies that tell you that, you know, we'll stay out of time, we are conservative, but everything about them is very, very limited, you understand?
Yeah, so I mean, I agree with you. I remember one of those times I was designing a Mercedes-Benz newsletter, and that was actually my first time seeing. Fine, I knew about brand guide, I knew about all these things, and at that time I didn't know that it actually went beyond that. They kind of do like a blueprint for you. For you to use to design, and they sent the brief, and then they sent a guide. So I was just wondering why you guys sent it, because at that time it was newsletter. You know, remember those times we used to the header was basically a GIF, you know, something exciting, something interesting, you know, the use of font, the use of colors was just. I was just thinking of creating more of a stylish what do you call it. Design, and then they sent the guide, and everything was just straight. Put images here, put text here, put images here. And trust me, I did it. I spent, I think, almost 15 minutes, and then I was just done with the design, you know.
Yes,
yeah, it's yeah. So, well, the last question, what's actually one of your, you know, best marketing campaigns you've seen?
Best marketing campaigns I've seen.
Okay, so what's actually one of your best marketing campaigns you've seen, and also best marketing campaigns you have worked on?
I've worked with. Okay, so
yeah,
this is really, really interesting.
Yeah,
but I've not worked with. That's the first question. If I'm right with your question, that I've seen that I've not worked with.
Yeah.
Okay, so my first marketing company that I've seen but I've not worked with currently for now.
Campaigns, yeah, campaign.
Campaign, currently now. This is very, very tasky.
Do you have a loss on your head or you cannot remember? Because I have one. I have one that you used to say it a lot way back.
I have a lot on my head now. I have a lot on my head.
Yeah, like, okay.
Can I streamline them to like three?
Just give me two.
Okay, number one, Nike.
Okay, which campaign of Nike was like you really liked? Yeah.
So the one that has to do with this racism thing guy.
Colin Kaepernick.
Yes, so that was really very powerful, and I think that there was a twist to that for the women too, which Serena Williams
did.
It was very, very tactical, and
that was really good. That was really good. Yeah,
but I mean, it came from the emotional angle, from that angle of, you know what, you can't. Just, and that was even way before the campaign of Black Lives Matter
came.
It's more like they actually foresee what was going to happen maybe few years later, and it happened. And tie back to that campaign where I don't know of people. But I could actually tie back to that campaign when I saw the whole Black Lives thing happening. And Nike to me now came to me like more like, you know what, like a normal brand in my mind. More like somebody who understood the society, who is not just creating pieces for just one stereotype alone, but creating peace for the world. Trying to unify the world, not really putting one brand for a market.
Sorry to cut you, right? Saying this, right? I have another topic that we'll have to do next week. And then it was when this Black Lives Matter thing happened and all these protest things happened. There were brands who were not, I'm not sure they had, let's say Black or I would say African Americans on their board, on their marketing board. They did horrible ads. I won't say ads, but horrible creative, just to support the initiative. And honestly, everybody saw that they were just doing it just to, you know, for, because it was trending. It wasn't that it wasn't coming from their hearts. Right, so go on.
So, Nike won that in my mind. Then let me talk of
Nike. Fine, okay, cool. So you would buy Nike. I mean, it has really touched you, like in that case where it's like Nike is always on your mind.
Yes, it really touched me. Then one of that branding, I'm struggling with. But let me say just, it might be maybe more of an international brand. But let me talk it. Let me say this again, Adobe.
So,
guys are bunch of jackass. Like, and they're fucking, I think they're just being careful. I wouldn't say they are just, fucking racist, but they are just being careful. Sorry, I saw you to use that word.
Yes,
sorry, but they are just they're just everywhere. I like what they are doing in terms of their community, how they are helping young artisans, young designers, and the way they are trying to train people every blessed day. We are living in a world of design. We are living in a world of intuitive. We are living in a world of this huge energy that comes with creativity. You understand? And the way they actually mix the mixed race and culture from the Latino to the African American that lives in the US, maybe not in the entire world, because I would say they are also being very careful of malicious expositions, you understand, people dipping them, all of those things. But regardless, I could remember the fact that they actually work with a whole lot of African Americans during their 99 or U99 or 99 U conferences, their Adobe
conference.
So it's a company that actually has a vast culture to me, and they keep on creating diverse culture, and they keep on creating new products every day. You understand? They keep on coming up with new products every day. So everything that comes into, if it's more like, even if you don't know what you are doing, if you are not good as a designer, if you are being given an Adobe brand manual, you can always fit into whatsoever they are giving to you. There's no way you will go out of your way, because everything is properly done. Everything is there already. Maybe what really helped them more is because they are being surrounded with a whole lot of designers in-house and all of those things. But kudos to all of those, to people who are working on their team, because they are really doing a fantastic job. I must commend them. I won't lie.
This is the reason why every company needs to have a designer on their board.
On their board,
Or even in their management,
Management team. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, great. So the ones you worked on too.
Yeah, so the ones I worked on, which is I'm trying to think. Okay, there's this old brand that I actually worked on called Big Treat. It's far back as mid 2000. I think that was around like, let's say 2005, 2006, or 2007, thereabout. It's really a fantastic brand to work with, because it's more like it's a food business. It's a food business, and they're just trying to set pace them, but they're really growing very fast. And it's owned by this Chinese woman, Pamela Wu, or whatever her name is. But then this brand actually gave us the room to explore. You understand? So we came up with, we are not the one that designed the initial logo, but we came up with a fantastic ad and campaign for this woman, and that actually break a whole lot of break me, I open my eyes more into advertising, working with that woman, working on the brand, because it was really, really easier for me. It was very easy for me to do a lot of things, but he has no limits. Like she gave us that vibe of, you know what, do whatever you want, but there's also a restriction of colors, fonts, colors and fonts, and I think imagery. But it was really, really easier for me, and I really enjoyed that brand, working on that brand. One other brand again that I think that won my heart like that again is I think I would There are quite a lot. I think I'll mention Milo. I think
is it the Milo basketball competition?
Basketball competition. I think Milo. Nestle as a brand too. It's I think they are quite yes, they are conservative, but they have this brand, this they understand what branding is. And for them to have stayed for that very long, for them to have been around for a very long time, and they're still doing whatever they're doing, and they still own that their market space, I think it makes a lot of it works more well with me, kind of. Even though they are a little bit stereotype on their front, kind of, but they still give you that room of, you know what, maybe once in a while, maybe you should go out of the box to create something that would wow them. And for me as the brand, I think sometimes there should be room for that. You shouldn't box yourself in that space of, you know what, it's within my, you just have to that piece. It doesn't make sense most of the time. Sometimes you have to be a little bit useful, sometimes you have to be a little bit conservative, sometimes you have to stay in between, kind of. And to me, it really works well with me. One more company that I've not worked with that, and I really appreciate what they are doing, is British Airways. So, British Airways is one fantastic brand too that I would love to work with, and they are really, really nice when it comes to their branding. They have this font that they actually created for them, so that it's just that particular serif, sans serif, that particular sans serif, it's unique. And the way they actually created it is more like, you know, you can't go out of, I don't know how they actually give that for the, you can't really go out of your way to, like, you know what, use one kind of font or one regular kind of, or one better down or something. And this font is always blending well, it's always like, it's always going well with whatsoever their speak or branding is. Now, like, you know, I spoke about marketing, which is how you want to portray yourself, which is what you want to look like. I think both their marketing and advertising really, really works for them, and it boils down to their branding, to how people see them, their finesse. Understand, definitely. On one of that is British Council. So British Council is one other brand that I've worked with that 100% any day, anytime. If you wake me up today, any time of the day, I will always jump on British Council, because that brand is super, super lit.
Awesome. So you have given us more than two, you know that.
Three now, super lit. I worked on British Council. I worked on British Council when I was working with one small agency in Lukwaju. Then I worked on British Council when I was working with Rengia. I was like the only person working on British Council when I was working with Rengia, because it's a brand that, you know what, I love so much. They have this conservative look, but they are very, very youthful in mind. They are very, very stylish, very, very vibrant in speak and in mind, because they are actually they're not targeting the older TAs. They are actually targeting the youth and the young adults. So their speak has to be really, really on point.
Okay, all right, that's great. So Adebola Jose, thanks for coming through today. So guys, if you want more on marketing, branding, and then advertising, you can follow 86 Pitch on Instagram, and then he has a series of carousels that you guys can read, and also know more about what we we talked about now. So Adebola, thank you for coming through today as always, and then we are going to have an interesting topic to talk about next week.
Anytime, bro.
All right, guys.
My man.
All right, my man. Thanks, man.